We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm either going to have the best week ever in this pick six, or I'm going to have like the worst week, because I am out on that limb this week. I don't know why.
Where's
I just go through.
John? Yeah,
I just go through and pick the games as I see them. All right, you ready? Where do we stand first? Because now Daryl's not here. You have Daryl's picks, by the way?
I do have Daryl's picks, correct. I don't have
who's
the records.
Winning, AT?
AT is first. John, you are second. Then it would be Daryl, Hugh, and I am last, but I am catching up.
Okay.
I'm close on Hugh's heels.
All right, since you are last, you get to go first.
Oh, good.
Yeah, last is first here.
That's
all right,
fun.
Let's begin with the North Carolina State and Clemson. Now, there are 8 unbeaten teams left in college football. 2 of them play each other this week. NC State is a 5-0 team going into Clemson, South Carolina against the Tigers. Who do you see winning this game in Clemson in Death Valley, NC State or Clemson?
And for that reason, since it is in Death Valley, I am taking Clemson in this game.
And who is Daryl taking?
Daryl is also taking Clemson.
AT, Clemson, and the North Carolina State Wolfpack.
First of all, I don't consider them the real Death Valley. But that being said, I'm saying Clemson.
Okay. All you Clemson fans can tweet him at XBR Hoops Guy and
X Hoops PR guy.
Sorry, X Hoops PR guy. And you could have a discussion about Death Valley. He's all over the place for as long as you like. Hugh, NC State at Clemson.
Clemson.
Yeah, I think it's probably a clean sweep. I took IPTE. So IPTE is going to win this game. For those of you who don't know what IPTE is, that is the Clemson. It started as IPTE is an acronym. I pay 10 a year. I pay $10 a year, and they started it. And then it became I pay 20 a year. Then I became 30 a year. And I think it's like I pay 1,000 a year now or something like that. That's their big booster club, the IPTE club. Michigan at Michigan State. All right, Wendy, going to be cold and rainy in Michigan this weekend, upper 40s, a little bit of rain, going to feel like fall. You have Jim Harbaugh against Mike D'Antoni. Jim Harbaugh all-time 1-6 versus Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State. And he still has to play all three this season. Though Michigan State is up, Michigan up to number 6 in the nation. Michigan State coming off that win over Penn State. Who do you like?
And good thing both teams are in Michigan, and they've been in that weather before, John. So I am going to go with Michigan to win this game.
She's going big blue to win this game. Michigan blue versus green. Oh, who does Daryl have, by the way? Sorry about that.
Daryl also has Michigan.
All right, so it's blue versus green in Michigan this weekend. Who do you like, AT?
Hail to the victors.
Hail to the victors. He's going all that way. You, Michigan, Michigan State. Now, we've seen Michigan struggle in their games against teams that they are rivals with, and they're going to be in East Lansing.
Michigan. I take Michigan.
And I'm going to take Khaki Boy, too. I'm going to take Michigan as well. I think this is maybe the year that Michigan actually does live up to all that Michigan man Jim Harbaugh hype.
I hope so.
We go to Mississippi State and LSU. We were talking a little bit earlier about if you haven't seen it, you can go to @929TheGame. Oh, by the way, you can go to @929TheGame or our Facebook, and you can play our pick six because they're all there, and you can see our picks. I've already posted my picks up, and you can make your own picks, and we'd love to have you do that. You can also go to our Twitter, @929TheGame, and see the photos that Wendy posted of the LSU throwback uniforms. They're throwing back to 100 years ago, okay, 100 years ago with these. What did you call them, Hugh? The color on the LSU helmet, it changes its...
It's called chameleon.
Chameleon.
We used to call it flip-flop.
Okay.
Yeah, flip-flop, but it's chameleon.
But
it's
you guys should be really interesting. They're all purple and stuff and whatnot. Mississippi State goes in to LSU, hottest team in the nation, arguably LSU. Who do you like?
I really don't think this is a contest. Maybe the first quarter might be a little wonky, but it's an LSU. LSU's on a roll. I'm going with LSU. Daryl disagrees with me, and he is picking Mississippi State.
All right, you've got an LSU hat on. You're an LSU fan, AT. LSU's at home. I'm guessing you're not going to pick Joe Moorhead's team.
We took care of one set of Bulldogs. Time to take care of another set.
Mississippi State at LSU. Who do you like?
I like LSU.
And I'm actually going to take Cowbells. I just think that this is going to be one of those years where just when you think you got the hot team, somebody else snatches them away, okay?
Well, we owe them one. I believe they got us last year in Starkville. And this game bothers me only because LSU, you can't be looking ahead to Alabama. You have to take care of business tomorrow night.
NFL games. Let's begin with the Saints and the Ravens in Baltimore. So here's Swamp People against the Ravens team, which has played really good football this year. Who do you like, Wendy?
Well, fun fact about this game is if Drew Brees wins this game, he would have beaten all 32 NFL teams. So there's a fun fact for you to know until this weekend. But with that said, I don't root for the Swamp People. People give me a hard time all the time with picking with my heart and not my brain. I am going with the Ravens on this one. Daryl also disagrees with me on this pick, and he is picking the Saints.
All right, so AT, the Swappers go in. Brees can not only become the third quarterback, as Wendy mentioned, to beat all 32 teams, joining Peyton Manning and Brett Favre. He also could throw his 500th touchdown of his
career.
Correct.
And this is the number one offense going against the number one defense. Mm-hmm. Something's got to give in this one.
Yep.
Breezy gets it done.
All right, so he's going with the Saints. You, Douglas, Saints at Ravens?
Saints.
I'm going with Edgar Allan Poe. The Ravens said, nevermore, nevermore. And, yeah, the team's named after the poem.
I understand.
I know. Some people don't.
Yeah.
All right, Wendy, next one on the list, Patriots and Bears. A very interesting game because, you know, you have the all the discussion this week about Khalil Mack and, you know, is Mack LT when they ask, you know, the hoodie about all this. The Bears are at home. It is a 1 o'clock game. Could be kind of, you know, typical Monsters of the Midway thing. Who do you like in this game?
It's, again, going to be offense versus defense, but I like the fact that the Patriots are on a roll offensively, especially getting Julian Edelman back. I feel like they're clicking, so I am going with Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Same with Daryl.
AT, Patriots in Chicago against the Bears.
I wanted to check on the weather first. But
49 degrees and sunny.
Oh, Patriots.
Yeah. I'm with that. Because, you know, I think this week, Coach Belichick, you know, I call myself petty, but Coach Belichick is the king of petty. And I think that he is going to devise some way to go out of his way to let people know that Khalil Mack is not on the level of LT, you know, by trying to, you know, exploit his aggressiveness or things of that nature. I'm picking the Patriots.
I'm going to go with the Bears at home. I just think it's their year to make some noise, and I think this is the kind of game they can win. I just think Soldier Field is going to be rocking, and I'm going to take a bit of an upset. I told you either I'm going to have a good week or a bad week. Final NFL game, Wendy, Bengals and Chiefs as the, you know, two teams have played great football so far this year, and it should be a wide-open game given those two. The Bengals and Chiefs, of course, is the late-night game in Kansas City at Arrowhead.
But it is the Chiefs. It is an Arrowhead, and they are coming off a loss to the Patriots, a very close loss. I am rolling with the Chiefs, and Daryl is doing the same.
AT, Bengals and Chiefs?
Chiefs.
You? Bengals and Chiefs?
Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going to take barbecue over chili any day of the week because Cincinnati chili is... What do you people in Cincinnati do? Why do you put a chocolate bar in your chili? What the hell is that all about?
See, I've never had that, but I've seen people do it. Not a fan.
And then... Let's do one bonus game, but let's, before we do the bonus game, give you a chance for a bonus in your life, like $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Double. Double. D-O-U-B-L-E. Double, double, double. Double. D-O-U-B-L-E. Double to 72881. Text double to 72881. You have to the top of the hour to text double. D-O-U-B-L-E. That's probably one of those words that a lot of people haven't ever thought about. How do you spell double? D-O-U-B-L-E, double to 72881. Message data rates do apply. Do not text and drive. Rose at 99thegame.com/Rose. What are you laughing about? Double.
You just said people had a hard time spelling double. I don't know.
Some people abbreviate it, D-B-L-E, and they tend to forget, you know, how to spell it for real.
Like this DBL, morning, not the E, DBL.
What did I say? Well, the DB. Oh yeah, that too. Because this morning, like when we were talking about it, when we had the first word unique, I had to remember how to spell that because that's not a word that I use every day in my vocabulary. So yeah, it was like, okay, how do you spell it unique?
All right, here's our bonus game. Here, anybody want to take? It is the third week in October. It is football time in Tennessee. One of the great rivalries in the South and in the country, Alabama and Tennessee. Tennessee coming off a win against Auburn, and we're only putting this out there because here comes Jeremy Pruitt against Nick Saban in Knoxville. The Volunteer Navy, after that two-touchdown win, is going to be packed on the Tennessee River. It's going to have the air of the biggest football game Tennessee's played in years when Alabama rolls in. Anybody here want to take a stab? I'll just throw it out to the entire – that Tennessee is going to win this game. You, is anybody going to take Tennessee to win this game?
That would be a no, John Freeman.
Wendy, anybody going to take Tennessee to win this game?
No, I'm good. Daryl's good.
Anybody going to take a win? Yeah.
You could take all that hype. They're going to get drilled.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I actually think Tennessee is going to win the game.
Stop it.
Please tell me you're joking.
No, I think they're at home. They're coming off a 2-touchdown win against Auburn.
John.
I think we're going to finally get Alabama tested. I think Garantano can go over the top and exploit the secondary. And I think Jeremy Pruitt.
Who are they going to exploit next?
Yeah, well, the secondary of Alabama is soft. And so I think they can
Look at it this way.
Well,
and plus, Alabama's kicker, he blows. Okay, so if it comes down to that at the end of the game.
Kicker is not good.
I'm just saying.
All I'm saying is, who's third in the picks? Because they're going to catch up to you. You're not going to catch up to
Daryl.
Me.
Yeah, sorry, John. At least we get wall one up on John.
Here's the problem with picking Tennessee to win this game. Go Big Orange. Is that I'm not going to be here on Monday to be able to rub it in your face. Well, hell, none of us are going to be here Monday.
Where are we going?
Where am I going?
Well, I thought we were winning the lottery tonight.
Didn't you know that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Hey, how soon we forget?
Good point, John.
Good luck on your Tennessee pick. We'll be here Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.